a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Scott Mitchell, Alex Curry, KSL's unrivaled. It's a Wednesday, and there's nothing on television that's worthwhile that we're talking about.
I know it's worthwhile. There's
baseball. Guess what we have to do? We have to talk on the radio. Are you looking
Where's
for this?
Where's the channel changer? Yeah, don't do that. Don't act like my dad. Look at him. You're acting like you're like pulling it away from me.
Would you like this?
You know what my favorite move my dad would do? He'd fall asleep with the My favorite thing is my dad would fall asleep with the changer on his chest like
right.
this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's and this is like a Sunday afternoon. And the game is over, and so I need to move over to Fox now, right? And so I do the thing where, and my dad just won't, he doesn't want to relinquish the changer, right? And then you go over and you go, okay, this is a covert mission here. I've got to steal this remote without waking the bear. And so I would take the remote, and my dad would wake up inevitably, and he would look at me and he'd go, and he'd rip it out of my hand and be like, I don't think so. And I'd be like, Dad, just change it to Fox, please. He's like, and then he's like, I'm watching. Don't try to do this. But also full disclosure, Scott, as we went into the show during this break, he goes, all right, come on. Let's go. This is my last show of the week. Let's go.
Oh. Well, yeah. Come
and
on.
I said,
I want to make it a good one. I like it.
And I went, oh, that's where Scott's head's at.
That's right.
I'm going to LA, jet bound tomorrow. Do you sit right next to Bill on the plane?
Oh, no.
It's sit next to Tom Hackett.
It's
on the
a
plane.
Small jet. I sit. It's like one
seat. Oh, you get
seat,
your own row.
One seat, two seats.
Hey, buffer.
They put me in the exit
Do
row.
Do they give you.
I get the exit row.
Yeah, that's good.
It's really good.
Do they give you. It's a chartered flight, though, right?
Yeah.
Do they do snacks?
They do it right.
No.
They do it
bro,
right.
Oh, what does that mean?
They just say
like the salmon puffs?
They
what do we got going on here?
They do it way
like,
right.
What are they probably going to be serving tomorrow?
I don't know. It'll be good.
But is it a meal?
You get a meal when you get to the airport.
Oh, yeah. Because you're there with the team, basically. So they're like, they
no,
show
we're
up.
Not
and
with
a,
the team.
Well, who's got the meal at the airport?
The charter service.
Oh, wow.
And then they have all kinds of crazy stuff on the airplane. Snacks. They have good snacks on the
and
airplane.
And you're a snack guy.
I like my snacks.
I like my snacks.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right. See, this is kind of information I need to know. And well, our listeners need
all
to
All you
got to
do is ask.
I just did.
Just tell you.
I love it. Don't steal this. Don't steal the charger.
You want me to bring you a snack?
Absolutely. If you could steal a little something from the charter service, snack service.
All
I'd
right. Let me
it.
See what I can do.
Scott, I want to talk about this real quick. T. Boone Pickens, may he rest, the multi-billionaire who was famously a big-time booster for Oklahoma State University. This is a guy who, you know, I mean, I think it's T. Boone Pickens Stadium, and, you know, there's this T. Boone Pickens, field house, T. Boone Pickens building here
we
and there.
We have buildings and field houses and stadiums.
Right, that are named after,
people.
But T. Boone Pickens has money that even the people that are in the upper echelons of money here, that they don't even touch,
yeah.
Right? I mean, this is a guy, this is an oil tycoon.
$2.7 billion in 2007 alone. In the oil and gas industry.
Pretty good. So this is a guy in
it was a good year.
At his death was worth about $30 billion. And now that is a ton. Now, let's say you've got the ability to be able to change your college program for good, the college program of your choice for good. Because
this,
like, there
is
are,
a
there
fun
are,
discussion.
Every Alex. School's got yeah. rich people sure. that are backing yeah. them, right? And yeah. I think about the money that came in from the Garf family that is improving the $17 million going into
Garf, Layton Construction.
Oh, yeah. And I think about, like,
Eccles. And,
right. Yes, in the years of, yes, the yeah. Chem Gardeners and all the people yep. who've just, who are, their names are on buildings across everywhere. Tons of money there. Down at BYU. It's this new...
Huntsman, Marriott.
Yes, there's this yeah. new movement of money, too, of young people that are right. the Qualtrics guys and the yep. and the Vivint guys and all this stuff. They're throwing money at BYU like crazy. And so the idea is, as a booster, what do you do? What do you do? Because you
oh,
can
I know
actually...
what I do.
Okay, oh, you've got some stuff written down?
Yes. Yeah, I can spend other people's money like nobody's business. This is really
all right,
easy.
So, but where would you actually make a difference? Because... For me, I wonder.
We're talking about football programs,
because
right?
Yes, because T. Boone Pickens, a lot of money, but you know what he didn't do? He never bought Oklahoma State a national championship. Money doesn't necessarily buy you a national championship,
well,
because certainly
it in the
he's
wrong
got
places.
It. Oh, so he hasn't been spending it right?
No.
Okay, Scott, where do your kajillions of dollars go? And by the way, you can participate with us along.
All right,
send us a text message. 57500 is the text number. What would you spend your multi-million dollars of donations on?
Billions of dollars.
Well, the billions. Okay, so let's take it. You've got $1 billion to throw at your school. What would you spend it on?
I'm going to spend it on the recruits to start with. So
what do you mean the recruits?
Well, because you got to get them.
You got
to
get
the
room with Xboxes.
I don't care what it takes, whatever it takes. Figure out how to get them. Whatever gets them.
Are you talking about getting mom a new car? That kind of thing.
All I'm saying is.
Oh, you're not going to talk about it.
Not that. But I think it would be cool to fly all of the recruits to the school for their visit on a private jet.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
With snacks.
With the snacks.
Yes.
And when you arrive, there's also a meal.
There's a meal.
There's a guy with white gloves on.
I mean, maybe there's a meal on the flight.
Okay.
Like a private chef. Okay. Here's the
That's
next
nice.
Thing I'd do.
Okay.
I would do spring football in Europe.
In Europe?
Yes.
No one would come watch it.
Well, you don't care if they watch it. Well, you'd have you need special bonding purposes. So you fly to, and you go to these different countries.
Well, now, hold on. Michigan's done this garbage.
I know, but.
Hasn't paid off for them either.
Well, you got to do it better than Michigan.
So Michigan's gone to South Africa. Let me see here. They've gone to Italy and practiced there.
Well, I'd go to Italy, too.
Michigan's football trip to South Africa was, quote, amazing this year. It's like, that's great. But they're not winning. Anyway, keep
that's
going.
That's because they don't keep flying
go
the recruits
to South Africa.
School.
All right, so.
I'd have new uniforms for every single game.
Oh.
I'd have a different uniform combination every single game.
What about throwing the that'd be kind of cool because you could throw your jersey into the crowd every game too.
Right.
And you just have so much goodwill.
Yes.
Trade jerseys with the other players. They're not allowed to trade their jerseys with you because they can't afford it, though.
All right, here's my last thing.
What is it?
At least for right now. Mm-hmm. I'd have unlimited gear and shoes.
Oh.
For a lifetime.
For a lifetime?
Yeah. Just put them on constant.
So you get a couple of pairs of shoes every year?
Constant retainer, yeah.
Wow.
And you get like a...
So they're doing like the alumni recruiting thing all the time, then.
You get like a...
you got to be like a two-year letterman.
You'd get like an allotment every year. Like you're going to get $10,000 a year in gear and shoes for a life.
Wow.
And then here's the last thing I would do.
That's a lot of letterman you're paying for, though. I guess $1 billion goes a long way. You're right.
Kajillions of dollars here.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
Here's what I'd do. I'd make sure that all of my alumni mm-hmm. were a part of the program. I'd bring everyone back.
Bring them all back.
Make them feel like they were part of the program.
What do you?
And that would include they'd always have really good seats. They would always be
That's
taken
good.
Care
or
of.
Or put them on the sideline where they want to be.
Wherever,
maybe?
Wherever they wanted to be.
And snacks on the sideline.
Well, no, snacks in the jet that picked them up to have them come back to every game. I'm just telling you.
Scott, you always talk about thinking big, and man, I'm not impressed this time. Not impressed.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
You're always talking about.
That kind of hurt my feelings.
Well, listen, wait till you hear my ideas.
All right, and I'd hire Urban Meyer and pay him $10 million.
There you go. Now you're thinking. You know what I would do?
I would. I'd get the best coach.
I think the recruiting's a big deal.
Yeah.
And in BYU's case, like if you're a mega booster, pay the coaches what they not just deserve, but what's going to get the best guys in. So you get the best guys with the money. And, you know, it's kind of fun to think about, like, the pods in the locker room where they can sleep and get a personal trainer assigned to them, whatever. Trips to Harry Potter World. I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. You know, the VW Jetta. Just thinking off the top of my head. Those are all Nick Emery references, by the way, for you.
Oh.
Sorry.
I didn't get it.
No, I got it. Now you got it. Yeah, here's how I'm thinking big, though. It starts with the recruiting. Where are the biggest states where
That's
you can
recruit? That's what I said.
Where are the biggest states where you recruit?
Okay.
Where?
California, Texas, and Florida.
Okay. So the Keery Preparatory Academy
okay.
will be planted in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in the Miami, Florida. And Miami is kind of a big – or would you put it in Orlando?
No.
Miami, in terms of a hotbed for talent.
Palm Beach. Just
Palm Beach.
It's, more,
it's kind of more centralized.
Yeah.
And then the Los Angeles area somewhere. The Keery Preparatory Academy, all right? The Keery BYU Preparatory Academy, all right?
Okay.
Here's what we got going on. We have a hotbed there, and we are – you're talking about snacks. I have a preparatory school.
You bring all the recruits.
Those recruits are – they're going to go through that school. I am recruiting guys from
– training.
I'm recruiting all the best players in that state from California want to go to my academy. All the players who go that are in Texas there, they want to go to my academy. And all the people that are there in Florida, they want to go to my academy.
And they all come to
– And then they end up coming to BYU.
Come to your school.
Boom.
Smart idea.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm building big schools, thinking big.
You thought big. My
taking
snacks on the plane weren't very good.
Snacks on a plane. It's a very different trailer. All right, taking a break here when we come back. Speaking of gear, how important has the uniform game gotten across the state of college football? BYU changing things up this weekend. Utah looking sharp against the Trojans this weekend. How important are uniforms nowadays in 2019? We'll talk.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.